This is really hard because when you look across the state, almost every district right now is using their local option budget, which is supposed to be for those nice little extras, you know, football fields and all that sort of stuff that the community might like to have. But they're having to use that budget for the must-haves. They're doing that in part because we have state and federal mandates that tell us you must do X thing, but then they don't fund those mandates as fully as they promise or should. And so we need to continue to work with our legislators, press them, and get our public to press them to give the full funding where that funding exists and not unfairly burden our local taxpayers, which ultimately reduces opportunities, and it just unfairly hurts the quality of education. And of course, we have to do our part too. And that means when we look at our budgets, we have to make sure that every dollar is going to the classroom. That when we look at it, we say, how does this affect that kid in the classroom? How do we get the academic outcomes we're looking for? And then we do a budget exercise of what would it look like if we had to take, if we just had no choice and had to lose 1, 2, 5, or even 10% off the top. And that's more really to reveal where our priorities are and our values are for our leadership and ensure that those are aligned with the community's priorities and values.